all the other quarterly reports, etc. Because these APTs will be new, there will be an extension because the policies remain the same. So our oversight this time is very important because it takes a lot of time to look what has happened and to look forward as to now that we have reached this stage, we're going forward, and how do we do that? If we're going forward, we portray ourselves forward, are we bringing in and closing the gaps that the honorable members have been raising over time when a report is being made? So I'm very happy that we are here, and also that we are hard on AG as well as the minister to say our APTs must be specifically focused when you talk to performance contracts of our senior managers. When they sign a performance contract, it must talk directly to these APTs so that even if they get an extra check or they get an award for good work or they are actually penalized, we will know where they have failed. We will know where they have actually maximized their output as employees. We can never be found fighting with them. All we can do is to constructively make them work, and then we'll acknowledge when they've done well. The minister can look into that. When they do bad, there must be consequence management. So thank you very much. I will then talk about the approach, a proposal to the honorable members. This is your meeting and not my meeting. To say, here is the document in front of us, and we must now agree whether we will apply 1 or 2 minutes in one page so that members can make their input. We go to the other page. I will not want to influence the members on how I feel about the document in front of me. So I will allow the members to work and make their comments and make mine, because I think there are comments that we require to make insofar as the document, which is easy to read. So honorable members, now saying we go on page one.
May I make a recommendation?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, honorable member.
I was thinking, should we not necessarily look at the part that the department gave us, but just the part where the committee has deliberated and the committee's comments? Because the department's report would just really pretty much be exactly what we've already read through.
Okay. By the way, are you Mama Mpundis?
Yes.
Are you Mama Mpundis?
No.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
I'm thoroughly a politician by the child of God.
No. Thank you very much. That point, I think, is an acceptable and very progressive one. Sister Sibongile is agreeing in terms
yes.
of her.
Yes, Chair, I'm supporting her. So in other words, Chair, it takes us to page 10. If I may be progressive.
Yes.
Page 10.
Yes. In agreeing with you is because up to page 9, they talk about their introduction, their strategies, all the other work. There was nothing that we said on that. So when they start on page 10, they start directly to a program. So, Bridget, what is there? You will see that it's about their old story, their mandate, after the introduction on page 1. Key strategic positions on page 2, reforms and so on. On the third page, they actually still talking about these key strategic positions about it, which we had long ago approved. They go on page 4, there they are, the program. They start to outline the programs which we know. Up until now, we get at page 10, as you suggested, because this is where exactly umsebenzi wethu started. So can we agree then that going further from the original proposal, Mrs. Mongile further said, because of what we have agreed, we'll go to committee deliberations on page 10, which is the last paragraph, I mean 7. Yes, that bullet number 3.
We are
on page 10.
Yes.
Yeah, committee deliberations and observations.
Yes, okay.
All right. Can I ask for hands and don't prepare beer and drink it myself? My own beer, still under the head. When there's a comment, members will actually lift their hands. Or you want us to go to
11?
Yes, Chair. I'm looking at the committee deliberation and observation. Really, I feel that Chair, the way they are captured is on point. We must really commend the subscribers on the scribers on this matter, because all what we have said is correctly captured here on page 10. Actually, the whole committee deliberation and observation.
Thank you, because obviously I wasn't here, I'm looking at it as an outsider, but in bullet 2, the last sentence, that says, it does not seem to promote community development, would we not want to say something like, we did not see evidence of community development directly related to it or something? I'm just thinking, it kind of makes us think, well, what made us think it didn't seem to? It just seems very broad. Was it perhaps we didn't see evidence of community development that was directly linked? Something along those lines.
Well, to make it to be more specific, despite the fact that when we were deliberating for your benefit, the department was able to say, after all, they are exiting, they are evaluating that. Because it was funds from somewhere, so it was redirected to this program. So there is an ongoing evaluation which will indicate whether the program is really relevant, we should continue. Mema-san?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to propose a slight change on bullet number 4. Where it talks about the office accommodation, because Chair, the reason why I'm saying that, the point as it looks now is, it seems to be saying all the office accommodation, all the offices, office buildings,
page 11.
Yes. All the office buildings throughout the country, whereas I seem to remember, because I think I'm one of the people that raised this point, to say that there are those offices that are very in a very bad state, and not all the offices of SASSA. To just be more specific, because if one looks at this, it's like all the offices are in poor condition, which I don't believe is the case.
Okay. Thank you first for that observation. It's very minor. But if it's allowed to proceed, it gives a picture that says countrywide, and it also will mislead budgeting for this process.
Yes.
Thank you very much. There will be an indication when there is a...
Thank you.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, thank you.
The point on the organizational structure, I think because we're just noting, should we not be noting also the explanation that came from the minister? Because I think a question was asked which organizational structure are we using, and she did say that it was the 2015 one, and that on which this APP is based, at least as she's working on the thing. I'm just saying it does capture the point, but it doesn't capture all the aspects of our noting on that, because the minister was quite clear on what which organizational structure she was working with for this purpose.
You're seeking to say, let it be more clear,
yes,
that we understand the challenge that is, even if it's not captured in the layman's language, I'm saying, that we are aware,
yeah,
of the challenges,
mm-hmm,
but we are also comforted by the fact that,
yeah,
the minister says,
yeah,
she's dealing with this,
yeah,
and as we actually passed this,
yeah,
she approved this,
mm-hmm,
she's prepared,
mm-hmm,
to come with amendments,
yes,
in the event,
mm-hmm,
that there are some provisions, some areas, programs that will be left unattended,
yeah,
or over supplied with management. She will be able to do that.
Okay.
I think I take it in that spirit,
yeah,
that probably must be more specific and not behave as if nothing is actually needing interventions in,
yeah,
that area.
Yeah.
Can members agree on that one? Can we agree on that amendment? Thank you very much. Can we move? Moving to page 12. But I'm not rushing, members. If you still have something on page 11, you can raise your hand. Even if we're going forward, we cannot be equally fast. Some may take their time.
Chair, should we not move to
19?
Yes.
Page 19.
No, Chair, because on page 16 there's point 10, committee deliberations and observations pertaining to SASA.
Page what?
16.
16, okay.
16.
Okay, 16.
We've got the, but what I remember, I don't know whether it becomes part of this, is the issue that the minister fully agreed with us, that something must be done insofar as the system, so that it reduces the waiting period when you are already on the line. But in addition to that, Honorable Sibongile Tsoledi has said there are big pay points,
mm,
very outside the cities,
mm,
where the pay point is big,
mm,
so it requires therefore shelter.
Mm.
Because under normal circumstances, you find that there is no hall nearby,
mm,
but the sun or the rain,
mm,
given the point that when people are mainly, because I know those who pay stations that are near towns, you find that people only wanted to be quick
they still catch a taxi next to town after they have collected what is theirs from the pay point. So those pay points are small. But those who are really far, they become an economic activity where everyone goes to sell, and the people are there for a longer period, and there's no shelter at all. And the elderly will come early in the morning, and they remain there for a long time. I don't know what happened to one proposal that had been there, that there would be shelters like the one we saw in Free State. Mm-hmm. You remember the steel one?
Yeah,
the steel one. Because they were going to be chairs, and so that they can be comfortable. More than that, to be secured, even from infringement by criminals. So I think, in a better way, the content advisor will extract this content as to choose to be attended to, ill people to be attended first as a priority, and those who have severe disabilities as much as their protection and security, either from the weather or criminals, in terms of infrastructure, when they are really out there. Honorable Malkas, Honorable Liz, Honorable Dudley, and Mayor, in that arrangement.
Chair, could I speak on something else? Are you person complete this point that you both were?
This point.
All right, then I'll just add on.
Go to Honorable Fanyang.
No, Chairperson, I just wanted to support the proposal that you made, that we include that, because often at these, I think there's a system at Home Affairs, for example, where the elderly and disabled people are always brought to the front of the queue if there's very, very long queues. But when you find at some of these pay points, you find your disabled people or your elderly people at the back of these long queues. And I think that, so in terms of your proposal, there should be a priority in having them in these type of long queues, not only, like you said, under shelter, but they should be a priority list, like you do have at the Home Affairs when they move forward. I also have another point, which is a concern, but I will raise that when you finish this point, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Chair. Again, I should have raised this observation if I had been in the committee, but on bullet three, linked to that, what's coming up for me is I'm obviously sharing a lot of the information, and I want to say that SASA and the Social Development are doing a good job of giving us information that can be easily shared with the public. But of course, then they're coming back with the long queue story. So I'm wondering whether, added to that, we should say that we note that there's been a vast improvement in terms of the messages that we are able to put out on social media, but people are not being dealt with efficiently enough, obviously, in terms of they're responding to those messages, but they're finding that's where the problem lies. But I'm just thinking, I've often brought up that issue of social media, and I feel like they've done a good job, and I was thinking it would be nice if we recognized that somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be very much accommodated.
Yeah.
Even the issue of long queues was also coming from their side.
Mm-hmm.
That they are trying to be professional, to be really sensitive to our people. However, they also notice that as we continue to do all these improvements, the queues are increasing, and therefore it was also the issue of the system. That the system is said to be slow, and something needs to be done to check up that process. So that one is agreed upon, Honourable.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, and once again apology for being late, arriving late. I just need clarity on bullet two, the swapping of Grenland Sasa cards at Sapo Sasa. Is it a direct relation where if you have a Grindrod card, it would be a Sapo card? Thank you. Because it's reading here, swapping from Grindrod Sasa card to Sapo Sasa card. I just need clarity if it's a direct. If you have a Grindrod card, then you will swap it for a Sapo card.
Yes, because what we have been informed during the presentation is that Sapo is not supposed to wait, because the agreement starts on the 1st of April. And therefore, they are piggybacking on CCS and SASA when they go to pay points, they also find time to distribute their own cards. So that come September, when those cards now are cancelled, made to expire, the current ones, then they will be ready with their SAPO cards. So I think swapping means that at some stage they will cease to be acceptable, and then immediately yours, you will be having only one that you have been given, which you are not using now, but you have, Honorable. But members who want to clarify the point,
to,
you will
to,
be
to
given.
To Honorable, there are already those who got SAPO cards that are working now, already, because they've launched it
in
different regions. In my region, in the Free State, already they've launched it. It's already working. There are people who are already out of the Green Road card. They are already in the new card system. So I'll encourage members, let's go to these papers when we get an opportunity. Let's visit a little bit of them. They are there in our areas. Then you'll be able to see. Even SAPO is there in this cash pay point. And even in the SAPO offices, they are already there assisting people who want to go to them with a... To get the new card.
I'm not out of order when I say it's because you got the mobile, SAPO mobile.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if this what I'm saying. I'm going to ask that we consider it part of this bullet necessarily, or we need another bullet. But there was the minister was concerned. And brought to our attention that Green Road is charging people 10 rand.
Yes.
And that was not, and that the SASSA or the department or the minister is challenging this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we need to note that because it is something that's already having ripples on the ground where people are saying, I didn't go to the bank, but I still have my 10 rand having taken because Green Road has just unilaterally just said, this money must be taken. So I don't know if it's a part of that bullet or it's a standalone bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chair.
It's also acknowledged by the National Treasurer that they said, you know, they're taking it up because it's not part of the agreement.
Yeah.
I think, Chair, even the court, because if you read the court order, the court order is saying the terms should remain the same. It's just that on that day, really, the minister had to go, because I wanted to ask the question, because the order, it says even if you extend, everything should be within the budget allocated. Nothing changes. It's the same terms. So now if they go and take the 10 rand, it means now they are out of the terms of the contract, because they should be within the terms of the contract, and the terms of the contract have been stipulated here. So really, I think we commend and support the minister bid to take them to court.
Yes. Also, as I say, the National Treasury agrees that it's no longer CPS, it's Green Road. And Green Road does not have anything to do with that money because it was not discussed with SASSA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just did it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They woke up and wanted a 10 rand times the number and got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in whatever way we support those actions, Honorable Van der Merwe, then I'll come to you, Honorable Marcus.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think the point that the Honourable Basanga raised is very important, because even as I'm sitting here, the WhatsApp messages I'm getting from grant recipients sending me the little slip with the concern about the 10 rand, it is a lot. You know, people are really concerned, and if we don't note it as something that has been discussed as part of the committee deliberations, then I think it would be an omission, because it's such an important point for the grant recipients. But I think, so I think it should be a separate bullet. But then just in bullet point 2, the spelling of latter, so it's just a spelling change there. Chairperson, but I don't think, what I want to raise now is possibly not for this committee report, but there's something that really bothers me, and this is to do with the Grindrod EasyPay card. And that is, you know, there's a lot of concern, and I don't know how SASSA can help our grant recipients, but you know, people who were duped into signing, you know, when they signed up for a loan, for example, and they then find themselves having signed up for the funeral policy and for the life insurance, which they didn't agree to.
Mm.
For them to be able to cancel that, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because they have to phone from landlines, and they do not have access to landlines. And then when they eventually, because remember, Grindron Bank doesn't have any branches, so it's not that you can walk into an APSA.
Mm.
So often our grant recipients are spending a lot of money hanging on for a phone number. They can't get through. Then when they do get through, maybe they are unable to communicate with that person in English. So you know, some people, it's taking them 6 months to, or even longer, to correct something which they didn't sign up for. And so my concern is, as we're phasing out CPS, I'm just wondering, at one stage we will have to have a conversation about how do we help grant recipients who have been duped into things that they didn't sign up for. I know the argument is some people are signing for things and they know what they're signing for, but I'm worried about people who are unable to undo what they've been duped into signing for, because they have to phone a number which they can't get through, and then sometimes people will tell them that they'll phone them back, they'll never phone back.
Mm.
You know, you get people who are left with 85 rand in their bank accounts because the monies are taken by things that they didn't sign up for, and they are unable to undo it. And for me, I know it wasn't raised in the meeting, so it can't go in the report, but somehow I want SASSA also to step up to the plate to assist people who are really now struggling to undo what has been done to them, and they've got no assistance. And I just don't know what we can do as a committee going forward as well, because I think it's really something that bothers me, Chairperson.
Mm. All of us, maybe can we say that now that we have reduced a lot of challenges and irregularities, we still have a duty to check the how are these people going to be assisted,
mm-hmm.
and how it is going to be proved beyond doubt that they were never well orientated on what they were doing, and seeking a way that SASSA must find a way as to how this can be brought into the center stage, so that it is interrogated, and Green Road, this will be, because many are still being driven there by the SASSA people themselves,
mm-hmm.
to say part of you, they sign more, be part of this fight, as long as easy word, because it irritates me.
Easy
pay. So easy pay is still in the queue,
yes.
mm-hmm.
wanting people to join him
mm-hmm.
or her.
Mm-hmm.
They are still there, and they are very actively working with SASSA people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you are in order to say, let's talk about it in the next meeting, in order not to confuse our report.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson, because in fact you are speaking about evidence, but there are people who work for CPS who have admitted that they go in a car with SASSA people. They've admitted that on record, it's recorded, where they say they go to elderly people who can't read the English contract, and they make them sign there. And it's only when the elderly people find that there's no money in the account, when they had to phone and phone and get through, and then they explained that these things were signed up for. And you know, I even got that example once where when somebody eventually found out about this life insurance, that life insurance, the beneficiary was that person in the car that made that elderly person sign up for the life insurance. So the person who was paying for the life insurance, the elderly person who was duped, the beneficiary of that life insurance was the person who forced her to sign up for the life insurance. That family was going to benefit, not even our own family. So I think it is something that we must investigate
yes.
further, Chairperson, but thank you for allowing me.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it's true, but it will derail us if we go and be in that meeting now. Let's wait until we are in the next portfolio committee meeting, and this will be forming part of our agenda. I want to apologize for not coming back to you, but I thought you said it's something else.
That's really worse now.
So please, be on the floor.
Chair, before that, I wanted to add on the thing. When I think, Chair, what Lizette is saying, really needs some sort of a day on it, because there are a lot of questions on this matter of the deduction. I'm not preempting it myself. I think when you are doing a program with the secretary, it should be an item that on its own will need to sit down with SASSA and explain it. SASSA explain it thoroughly, because even now when they are going out from Green Road, those who've got one deduction, what is going to happen to their deduction? Even those that signed for them, there are a lot of questions. That's why I'm saying, let us really have. It should be an item that is perhaps a day item, or perhaps we give it 3 hours or so, because there are a lot of questions on the matter of deductions which are currently happening, whether they are legally or they are illegal, but we need to discuss them. Thank you.
And by that time, when we go to that meeting, the members must be fully prepared with the information from their constituencies, so that when we deal with this, we specifically, if we can afford, we can have a parliamentary report on this issue.
Yeah.
But that's why we must do everything that is going to allow us that we present this in the House. Mm-hmm. Because I think our people have been really exploited in various ways. So it is important that when we come, we bring evidence, and we will have the researchers, our researchers must also do their work, because I think Honorable Malchus is very much affected in that area, in so far as this is concerned. Insurances, these deductions, can you be on the floor? I fully agree. It will go into the records as you have proposed, Honorable.
Honorable Chairperson, I remember you speaking about the way the officials treat their clients. So I was wondering whether we have to speak to the Bath of Peely principles, you know, that they have to adhere to it under SASSA, or should it go under DSD? You know, that they treat people the way they want to, and they have to work according to Bath of Peely principles.
The major issue here, Honourable Member, is that the work of means test is confidential. It belongs to individual families. But because this is a mass work that people do, these professional requirements get lost when the managers now of SASSA, who are not necessarily social workers by profession, they handle our people as if our people are greedy, they are not having a right. For example, this is true that SASSA must do something about how to reorientate those who actually come interface with our people, because it's really offending if you're coming with the orphans. They say, where's your daughter? Where's the husband of your daughter? Go and get them. And then at that, they are not served at all. Because they found their daughter is late, has got children, no documents. They have to take the body to bury back home. There is no one to appeal to, because the life of this daughter has been there and not part of the family that he has to take care of children. But what is worse, Honorable Members, is when you were better off owning a house, staying in a city, and then both of you pass away, and the children wake up in rural areas the next day. They have to fetch water. They have never done that before. There are chores that are being done by their their age group, which they have never been, and they are given all names. You are lazy, you got spoiled, your parents did this thing. I think it will take us also into how do we manage this transition of someone who grew up somewhere and overnight, without being orientated or counseled, as a loss of parents, as well as wake up with strangers, grandma and other siblings, some sleep on the floor. That some sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
and to an extent that even relatives go and sell that property in town. They sell the house, they sell furniture, they then bring these children here. And they become orphans if they, even if there was a way of ensuring. So I think the this work of managing SASSA beneficiaries or children, because Honorable Dad, like I show you, the portfolio committee or the last meeting dealt a lot on the issue of Children's Act. They went to town. I was convinced that the members have a big heart in looking after how to implement the NDS, and also social development agreed that sometimes some social workers have not internalized or understand the rights of children.
Yeah.
So it's a progressive way of us interrogating issues and having enough information to sharpen our program, as Honorable Solet is saying. Let's put addition to our program so that we deal with the specifics now. Now that we can breathe from SASSA, we can, now our head is above water, which means we can now talk more about what we are about as social development. That space is coming back. So I fully agree with the Honorable Member on the issue of whatever is we are doing, quantity of how many beneficiaries is critical, but quality service is something else. So we think we need to do increase our number, our numbers, also check if, because now we're dealing with masses, not with individuals only, it means then our quality must also talk to that. So we agree on that one. Can we move to other on Mama Sobu? If you've got a page, you can indicate. If not, you can speak.
I think I chairperson is on page 16. Yeah, mina into engizokhuluma ngayo apha ku page 16 indaba ye issue ye system abathi iba down ama officials eyenza okokubana i-beneficiaries zime kwi-queue ixesha elide sengakhona ukuncedakala. Ndiyakholelwa ndingakholelwa ungathola okokubana inoba kwa ezi officials zirhuqa inyawo yaqanda ngoba zingafuni ukunceda abantu. Kakhulu kakhulu vele ke siyababona kwiindawo ezinintshi officials azinabo nobuso buhle kubantu yaqanda, babaphathe kabuhlungu. Uthole umama umdala omnye akakwazi nokuhamba kakuhle, uyagula, uyatshisa ilanga bade balambe, abanye bafente bawele apho kwi-lines. So ndicinga uba inoba iyafuna uqwalasela le nto yale system kuthiwa i-down. Andikholelwa, andikholelwa kakhulu. So bendicinga nale indawo ke tshepesini iqwalasele. Nkosi,
siyabulela. Uphi uyakhumbula uthe uminister it can be man-made, usenze ngoba ukhona umuntu oyenza ikot for whatever they want to. So we agree with you that it's already in the recommendation.
Thank you.
But thank you for raising it, because the emphasis on what we want to see as a change must be allowed all the time. We can go to the next page if members are comfortable.
Page
19. It's almost finished.
Yeah.
We've left with three pages. Now we're dealing with NDA then.
Look,
We go to page 19, to committee deliberations. That is NDA. You want, you are about to finish. Yes, we're dealing with the what has been captured, but in honest, the policy shift that we saw there was very important. Now it does appear that NDA is clear of how to formulate programs that are going to respond to their vision and their mandate. So I'm not talking directly on what has been captured, but I think this is the sense that when we were assessing their presentation, I came to a conclusion that indeed they have fumbled a little in finding their feet as to how to respond to their mandate. They are now more clearer, and I can see they are more wanting and wishing to listen to the input by honorable members. I noticed that attitude. Some other time, you would see that they would somehow stick to their guns as that this is our mandate. Mm. But they say this is our mandate, but we are open for guidance, so which I think was an element that was missing. But I think it is there now. Mama Masango?
Chairperson, the other thing that I think we noted was the fact that when we last saw NDA, we really were concerned about the acting thing. And I think it was the chairperson of NDA that opened her introductory remarks by saying to the committee that has been taken care of. I think there were only two positions that are executives that had not been, that were in the process of even being, but the rest they had taken care of. I think we need to note that because obviously it was our huge concern, rightly, as a committee in the previous
meeting. In general, there has been a significant shift in how they respond also to Auditor General's findings, as well as they were able to exactly note the concerns of the committee and make a remark to that, to say that you were worried about this, even if we didn't ask. Because many a time we had to actually dig to get information. Mm-hmm. But now information was made available to us. But because now the last pages are clearly the recommendations, they are specifically there. But I would want also to make note of that we having a very professional document. Which is guiding when you read. And the sequence that is there, it's really professional. If you look at the end of the document, these are tabulated so that even if you are not, if you are in a hurry to work the document, you know where to go exactly. And it's guiding, you don't have to look for another sentence. The sequence is really allowing us to understand. I think I need to the recommendations, they can be there at the end, but we have been dealing with them all the way. This program is a recommendation, but now we came to an end where they are all there. And I don't think we as members have to go to that, because what is accommodated at the end of the document has been consistently in the document. After deliberations, there is one. And I wish to say this, okay, honorable.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. On a lighter note, I think it's Friday. I don't know if the women attended the women's conference last year. And we had such a lot of fun with the speaker, I think from Namibia, where she said when you're pregnant, what happens? Your child goes to work for 9 months. You create a leader while you're pregnant, but your boss and your husband don't realize it. We've got proof of it. We've got a professional in making here. And we also have two people doing one job, you know, one is not being paid. She also made good mention, I always use this in my community, we are not being paid for that extra service. Mm. And this poor child also is not getting being paid yet. So it was just lost to love. Yeah, thank you.
But in my mission hospital where I trained, one nurse was prevented from writing examination with the claim that no, that will be what there are two heads that will be handling this pay examination paper. So maybe the document is better because there was additional one who was actually supporting.
Yeah.
I will allow honorable members to give us an overall matter about it before we put it to because this has been our exercise for a long time, and this is culmination of long work and hours that we have put, let alone our attitude, anger, happiness, force, all we have been subjected to various conditions when we environment when we were working. Sometimes others don't go to sleep. They think about this. They think it has been a tedious. Now that we are slowly getting out of court, we seem to be slowly getting out of court. And at the end of the day, SASSA and social development must manage, because it's them who know the goal, not the court. Mm. But now that we have been assured, I think I'm also very relieved, because to preside over something that is going to fail, we thank everybody that has been, whether they were outside, whether they were phoning in saying this and this, but we must praise them, because this is was not for us. Unfortunately, this is for not for us. It's for someone else, and if we do it wrong, it's wrong. So I would allow members to really comment. Not necessarily on a page, for us to say we go to putting the document for the legal process, which secretary will do, isn't it? Yes. Procedurally, this voting on the document is actually conducted by the secretary of the committee. But ours, really, before we do that, I would, because if we're not doing well, and if we're not being able to be critic, constructive criticism, I will be missing a point if I become an untouchable. We can't talk about our own work, which is not my work. If I want to pick on someone, Matole, because before you think of your single root, now you can see, I can see you at the checkpoint with your ticket already. That's why I'm starting with you.
Having
the right
I'm fine.
Okay, we are fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, we agree.
Please, can we then put the document? Thank you very much. When we have food, I don't want to just continue eating. I would like people to say, no, this is bad food, Mama.
Hey, I think there is a point that I don't know whether you will say it to the staff, really, commending them for putting over the time on working on such a beautiful document. I think really you must commend your team. Maybe it's not going to be nice because it's your team. So from us, really, all of you guys, all girls, all of you girls, you did very well. the report really spot on. It's very clear, it's very easy and understandable to everybody, I think. So even people that can interact, can look at it and just read it, they will be able to understand what is written inside. I felt that, Chair, we really need to commend them for the good work that they have done. Thank you so much.
I really wanted that to come from you, because we actually sometimes misdirect our anger and frustration even to individuals. But when I had to say, they must work over the weekend and come on you, because we needed this document, so that when we fast track our work, the document is trailing. I'm so happy that that goes with observation on your side. And I'm honest members, I really am a naturally a strong person, but this nearly broke us. I don't want to say me. Honorable members, we know that we really, really had hard times. And because we had a zeal, it was not clear. People wouldn't see our inside feeling. So that's why I say, without the strong support of the committee, we could have failed here and there. Honorable Mazzano.
No, Chair, I think Honorable Paletti has said what I wanted to say. I really just wanted to thank the officials, our committee officials, for the work that they've been doing and the support. During a time that was just a bit challenging for all of us. And you know, when it came to them dealing with us, it was very, you know, still keeping that modicum, that thing that says we're still working with you, you know, we understand the situation, but when it comes to you and us, we are going to just keep that kind of attitude to work with you. And I really just wanted to also convey that gratitude to the team, because obviously, and we're all human beings, when things get tough, you know, it takes a team that is committed to working with us to actually say, in spite of what's happening, we still are going to deal with you in a way that is actually becoming. So it was just to say that, Chair.
Thank you very much. I allow you to suggestion is that we formally process this report for Parliament to receive, and then for all the other things to happen for our people to still go to the same point. Could I say something? Also,
yes. It's not adoption now. We thank the administrators, but we didn't thank the chairperson for our guidance she gave to the committee. Because I know there were times that I used to say, I don't want to be any longer here. Because, you know, of all the issues we had when it came to SASSA itself. And then the chief would say, no, you and Mama Carp have to remain there. Because you people are management with the committee. So thanks a lot, Mama Carp, honey.
Moving adoption of the document.
Yes.
And I look for the second.
Yeah.
Honorable Princess Mama Mazzano. The second.
Yeah.
We didn't go step by step because we had done that earlier on.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you are only mother's head. that we are all girls here.
Woman power!
Come on,
thank you very much.
This is highly irregular.
Yeah, those people who have